This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of employees of small businesses in Colorado will need to find a new health insurance company after Humana said it is leaving an employer group market in the next 18 months. CPR's John Daly.
Humana informed local regulators and insurance brokers about the company's decision to leave the employer group medical business in Colorado. That includes about 15,000 members. Colorado Politics first reported the change. Humana did not give a reason. It says the move does not affect its Medicare, dental, vision, or life insurance plans. All impacted plans will end by the middle of 2024. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The owners of two pit bulls in Golden are facing charges this week for a fatal dog attack. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
An 88-year-old woman died and a 12-year-old boy was injured when the dogs attacked them in the backyard of a home last month. Both dogs involved were euthanized. The Jefferson County District Attorney's Office says both the alleged owners face up to 3 years in jail each, plus a fine of up to $100,000. They're set to appear in court in November. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
About a dozen Colorado cities are asking voters for help to create more affordable housing. CPR's Rachel Estabrook reports it's a trend, especially in the most touristy parts of the state.
In addition to a statewide ballot measure that aims to raise money for affordable housing, many voters will see local questions. That includes Georgetown, midway between Metro Denver and the ski areas along I-70. Rick Karoglian is the town administrator.
Coming into Georgetown, it's real obvious. You'll see Tuesdays and Wednesdays and even some days on Fridays, our restaurants shut down because they don't have the workforce to be able to serve tables and prepare food.
The ballot question would raise taxes on hotel stays to go toward housing. Voters from Durango to Steamboat Springs face similar tax questions, many of them aimed at Airbnbs. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Across the state, it's cloudy and cool with rain and snow in the forecast tonight. For Metro Denver and the Front Range, mountain snow continues through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.